The Stay in Your Car, In the Driveway radio show. Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
This is News Talk Tonight, the iHeart Talk Radio Network. Amber Dowling, who is a television writer and critic, is still with us. All right, there's some good picks this week. Let's start off with Dead Boy Detectives. It's on Netflix.
Allow me to welcome you to the Dead Boy Detective Agency. We help ghosts resolve their mysteries. Ghosts who cannot let go.
Dead Boy Detectives?
It's Aces, right?
It's just a stupid name.
If you're a fan of DC Comics, if you're a fan of Neil Gaiman, who is a writer, then this is for you. This is the Doom Patrol spinoff that was originally going to be on HBO Max a couple of years ago. It's hitting Netflix now. It's going to be part of the Sandman universe. So if you want to do a deeper dive, you can go back and watch the Sandman, which streamed a couple of years ago on Netflix. This one follows a pair of ghosts, and it's just like it says, Dead Boy Detective. So these ghosts, they pair up after death to investigate supernatural crimes on Earth. So the two ghosts in question, they're played by these newcomers, George Rextrew and Jaden Reverie. Mm-hmm. What I kind of want to note about this is that, so Bruce Connell is Connell is going to reprise her Doom Patrol role as the Night Nurse. And then Kaley Cuoco's sister, Brianna Cuoco, is going to be in this as well. And I haven't really seen her do anything but dance, so I'm kind of watching for her.
Okay. Knuckles is on this. I don't know why I think I'm going to like this, even though I just know the one word, the title of it. Knuckles is on Paramount Plus.
Knuckles the Echidna, it's an honor to meet you at last.
It's a great name, but it's actually named after the character Knuckles from the Sonic the Hedgehog universe.
Okay.
So this is a live action.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe you will. I don't know if you're a Sonic guy. It's nostalgic and all.
Yeah.
But this is the, live action series that was kind of developed as a movie, but it's a limited 6-episode series, that is building up excitement for the release of Sonic 3 this December. And it follows Knuckles, voiced by Idris Elba, as he teams up with Wade, who is played by Adam Paley, and basically teaches him the ways of the warrior. I think that this came about after audiences reacted so strongly to Adam Paley and Idris Elba's like banter in the second movie and how well they work together. So if you're a fan of that universe, if you have kids who love Sonic, like this one's for you.
Okay. Next, Thank You, Good Night, the Bon Jovi story on Disney Plus.
I got a story to tell.
I'm excited. Are we telling the truth? Or are we going to lie? What are we going to do?
This is the 4-part Hulu series, which, as we know, airs on Disney Plus, which is Hulu Canada in my mind. And it's the band opening up like they've never really opened up before. I don't think they've ever really gone in depth with the documentary. And the main takeaway from this, I think we talked about this before when I was in LA and I kind of saw a panel with John Bon Jovi,
yeah.
But he talks a lot about his vocal cord injury and having had surgery 2 years ago. So he's at a point where he's deciding if he wants to keep going with the band or if he should retire. I mean, they're releasing a new album in June, and they have a new single. So they're still making music, but whether or not like they can go on tour and continue to kind of feed the fans is very much up in the air. So if you're into him and you want to learn more about what's going on behind the scenes, this is a great little look at that. It touches on some of like the band's former drama and how they came to be, like Richie Sambora leaving it. Like it touches on that, but it doesn't go into it as much as you maybe want.
Oh, really? Because that would have been like one of the main reasons that a lot of people would watch, no?
Exactly, okay. Exactly. So I think that if you're going into it for that, you might be a little bit disappointed. It is in there. It's more about John Bon Jovi.
Okay. Next is something that people are loving, Baby Reindeer. It's on Netflix.
I really don't know where it's going to end. I think one of us is going to have to die now.
You say this woman is stalking you?
Yeah, like 6 months maybe.
Why'd it take you so long to report it?
I think she needs help. She comes to my work, my house. She sends me emails, like, all the time.
Are any threatening towards you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's particularly threatening.
Yeah, so this, I feel heavy even talking about it, but this debuted last week and I wanted to check it out in full before I recommended it to anybody because it is a very intense watch. I do think it's worth a watch because it's a really interesting exploration of trauma and sexual abuse and what it can do to a person and mental health. I'm still trying to find the words about how I feel about this show, and I want to talk about it with more people. And I think that's why you might be seeing it online. You might be seeing it trending. I think a lot of people are getting in on this conversation about this show now.
Wow.
Essentially, it's 7 episodes. Yeah. The guy who created it based it on his own life experiences, and he stars in it as well, which leads to some really incredible performances. Like, he really goes deep to kind of invoke those feelings. What I really like about it is that over the 7 episodes, it's short. Like, the longest episode is 45 minutes. And so that makes it digestible for somebody like me who can't necessarily binge something like this all at once. Like, I need to take it in pieces. If you need something uplifting, don't watch this. But if you want to watch something that's very moving and incredibly personal, then definitely check it out.
I didn't know it was so heavy. I've seen so many people on social media say that they've been blown away by it, but I didn't know that it came with all of those concerns that somebody might have. So be careful, I guess, if you're watching it. Is that the right way to put it, or just know what you're getting into?
Yeah. It's an incredible piece of television, but definitely just go into it with the right mindset.
All right. And finally, Canada's Ultimate Challenge S2, which is season 2. I can't believe I did. Okay, pretty Ron Burgundy of me. It is Canada's Ultimate Challenge season 2 on CBC Gem.
Get ready for a breathtaking, heart-pounding cross-country adventure. Canada's Ultimate Challenge starts right now. What happens when we transform the country into one massive obstacle course?
Yes. So now if you're looking for something lighter, if you're looking for something with a family, if you're looking for escapism, check this out. This is the second season, as you said, of what I guess their log line for this is that it turns Canada into the ultimate obstacle course. There's seven episodes, and there's 20 challengers who team up onto 5 teams, and they put their physical and mental skills to the test. They start off in St. John's, Newfoundland, and they go across the country. The winning team this year receives a trip to the Olympic Games in Paris 2024, which is kind of cool. If you did watch the first season and you were a fan, just know that there's some format changes this year. They're no longer having the famous athlete coaches lead each team. The teams are very much self-led this year, which makes them kind of bond together a little bit more, I think. But it's worth checking out if you like reality competition shows or if you just want to see more of the landscape Canada has to offer.
Sounds great. Thanks for helping us dig into what to watch this weekend and moving forward. And looking forward to watching this baby reindeer. Amber, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Amber Dowling is a great television critic and writer. I'm Jim Richards. Straight ahead, Jerry Agar joins us for Party of Two on a Friday on the iHeartTalk Radio Network and News Talk Tonight podcast.